Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's bring on Radio.com Sports Major League Baseball insider Joe Girardi, former Yankee manager, former player, joins us now. And Joe, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Let's start with the game itself. What did you think of the game? Were you okay with Shane Bieber winning the MVP?
Yeah, I think it was really hard to pick one guy with the American League because it was, you know, pitchers all went one inning, and, you know, Michael Brantley had an RBI, Gallo had a home run. So I was okay. I think it should have been a Cleveland guy in that situation. I thought you could have made an argument for Pete Alonso to be the MVP, but he was on the losing team, so that's not going to go over well.
Now, Joe, how are you with – I liked it, you know – I liked all the things that they did with having the interaction with the players. I thought it was really cool, especially
the broadcast. Yeah.
Yeah. The broadcast. I thought the broadcast was awesome. And, you know, some people complained about Freeman. I thought that was, to me, that was great.
Well, now that the game doesn't mean anything, it's really about the entertainment value and seeing the stars. So I think it's a good idea to mic them up in those situations because they're really not going to talk strategy about what they're going to do, how they're going to approach hitters. And it's more of guys just having fun and love, showing their love for playing the game. And I think it's a good thing.
We're talking to MLB insider, Radio.com Sports Major League Baseball insider Joe Girardi here on The Fan. You were a manager when the game meant something, but it didn't feel like the game was managed differently once it meant something. Did you like the idea of that deciding home field in the World Series?
No, not at all, because I think it is a reward for the players that have had a great first half. Now all of a sudden you have to manage different. You can't play everyone. I actually think that everyone needs to get in the game, and you have a reentry rule. And when the game means something, you definitely can't do that. And it just makes it really hard because, I mean, I didn't want to be the manager to tell a guy, I'm going to have to hold you just in case. You're probably not going to get in the game. And I don't think that's fair. So I wish they would change it completely, have a reentry rule. Because you think about the All-Star basketball game, right? A guy comes out, that doesn't mean he's done for the game.
Yeah.
That just means he's out and he could re-enter if somebody got hurt or they needed it. So I wish they would change it completely.
Joe, what would you say to a guy like John Means, first time in, doesn't get to pitch? You know, to me it's not a big thing because six pitchers didn't get to pitch, and you got to save somebody for the 10th inning if you go to extra innings.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think they could have went to the point where they threw at least four of those guys, and they each could have had one hitter. I mean, they've worked really hard to get in that situation. Their families come. Their families want to see him get in the game. It's disappointing to me, and I hated it as a manager, and I really believe they have to change the way they do it.
Joe, you look at what Cleveland's done the last couple nights. I thought they were an incredible host. I also think that the Derby was great. The All-Star game was great. This was a great showcase for baseball.
I agree. And I think Cleveland has been a city that has represented big league baseball extremely well. They've been extremely competitive. You know, you can go back to the 90s when they were loaded then, and they've been really good, you know, the last 4 or 5 years. So I think it was a great representation of what a smaller market can do and how it can put on a great show.
Now, Joe, I watched you the other night on TV explaining the when the catcher got run over by the third baseman. Well, does he need to be suspended? I mean, because he had the catcher looked like he was in the right, listening to you, and the runner had the whole right side to slide to.
Yeah, and as I go over it in my mind over and over, you know, I think, could he have maybe thought that he was going to cross the line and he was going to go around? Maybe. But isn't it your responsibility as the runner and the guy on deck telling him where to go? And the other fact is he lowered his shoulder.
Yeah.
You know, they talked about he was going to head first slide. Well, if you're going to head first slide, you don't lower your shoulder one way. So I don't know if he made a bad decision in a sense that he read it wrong. He read it wrong, and then he felt like the only thing I could do is run him over. I think there probably will be a suspension. Do I think that he meant to hurt him? No. Do I think that when he left third base, that was in his mind? No. But the game happens fast, and sometimes you make mistakes, you make bad reads, and there's a consequence for it. And that's all. I don't look at him as a dirty player. I don't think he intentionally meant to hurt him. But there's going to be a consequence, I believe.
We saw Jonathan Lucroy has a broken nose and a concussion. Francisco Cervelli has announced that he's not going to catch anymore after suffering his sixth concussion. You played the position, Joe, before they changed the rules, and you could get hit like that, and it was legal. How many of those kind of hits did you suffer? Did you get concussions during your career?
Yeah, in Double A, I separated my left shoulder, and the person that ran into me, his name was Frank Bellino. And he separated his left shoulder, and we were getting our slings together back in the clubhouse. So it was really the only major injury I had. John Kruk ran into me, and I broke my nose, but I didn't really miss much time from that. But as far as concussions, I don't think I got a lot for whatever reason. Maybe it's because I have a thick head. A lot of people probably believe that, but maybe, you know. You know, I think we have to do more research on the mask and how to protect these guys and how to protect the umpires better. And I've often thought that, you know, if you could invent something that was more like a football mask where the mask was further away from your chin, and when it hit your mask, you didn't absorb it because it was against your chin. I don't know if you could do something like that, but I would sure love to see them change because this is serious stuff.
Joe, what's your impression, feeling about the baseball?
I think they need to really take a look at it because I think it devalues what players have done in the past. I think we talk about wanting more action in the game, and I think the baseball is attributed to less action because I think the focus is home runs, and I don't think guys focus enough on putting the ball in play. And they're capable of doing it because I'm going to take a guy like Bellinger. Look how he's cut down on his strikeouts. And look at how he's a much more feared hitter and a much more difficult hitter to try to get out. And to me, it starts even in the lower levels because the focus in high school, I see it because my son plays, is about home runs. And it's not. It should be about hard contact. And I think we have to change in the big leagues, and I think it will filter down to the kids, and it will be a better game. But we need more action. And this ball, all it's doing is creating less action.
Did you have a problem with what Justin Verlander said?
No, I don't. I think that, you know, he made a point that you used to try to miss barrels, but now you try to miss bats because everyone is going deep opposite field. Little guys are going deep opposite field. It's a really tough day and age to pitch right now, and I think the pitchers are trying to fight back to, you know, come on, give us a chance. You know, we can't try to miss bats all the time, or we're not going to throw enough strikes, and the game's going to be boring.
Now, Joe, when you were manager, were you big into the analytics? And when you get back into managing again, will analytics? I would imagine analytics would be a big part of it because that seems to be baseball. That seems to be sports these days.
Well, I was big in analytics as a player. We just didn't call it analytics. We called it tendencies, a lot of the stuff, yeah. You know. And we looked at a lot of numbers to try to figure out how to get hitters out, you know. Hitting an odd count, ahead, behind, runners in scoring. We looked at all that stuff. I was very big into analytics as a manager because I love numbers, and I think numbers tell a story over time. They don't necessarily tell the story that day, but over time they will tell a story. So I've always believed in them.
Talking to Radio.com Sports MLB insider Joe Girardi, talking some baseball. Joe, as the second half of the season starts Thursday with one game and then Friday in earnest, what are some of the stories that you're looking at? And I'll give you one, the Yankees, how they're doing what they're doing with all the injuries they've had.
Yeah, I just think that's how talented that group is, and that's how deep that group is. And they rebuilt a couple years ago. They added a lot to their system, and it's really paid dividends. And I think I'm most intrigued by the National League Central. Who's going to take hold of the National League Central? I have no idea. I look from top to bottom, and you could make a case for the Reds. They haven't hit as much as people expected, but their pitching has been outstanding, which no one would have ever guessed. I mean, you know, for the Cubs, anyone. So I think I'm most intrigued by that division. The other thing that I'm probably most intrigued is Cleveland. Can they catch Minnesota? Because they're going to start to get some people back here. And, you know, Kluber's starting to throw, and Carrasco's been cleared to throw, and Salazar's starting to make some starts. Do they go out and add a bat, or do they stand pat? That's what I'm curious about.
Joe, what do you miss most about not managing? I know, like, when I left, I missed, like, being in a locker room after the games. To me, was the coolest thing, you know? What is it that you miss?
Two things, the relationships and the strategy. Those are the two things that I miss. And when I talk about strategy, the strategy of putting players in the best possible situation to have success and watching them have success was so enjoyable for me.
Joe, what is your opinion on Astro Ball? Obviously, the Astros tore it down to the bottom, built it back up. They're one of the best teams in baseball. Here in Baltimore, Mike Elias, who was the assistant GM in Houston, is the GM here, and he's doing a similar thing in this market. Just curious to get your thoughts on, do you like that? And I guess for mid-market teams, it might be the way they have to go.
Well, I've always believed that you don't go halfway, because if you go halfway, you're going to stay in the middle the whole time. So if you're going to break it down, you need to break it down. To try to rebuild quicker. And the Astros hit on some of their picks. They have not been perfect on some of their picks. There's some picks, first round, really high picks that didn't make it. They traded away some players that were really good. A guy by the name of Josh Hader comes to mind. So everything hasn't been perfect, but they hit on some picks, the left side of their infield and some other picks, and they got good really fast. And these kids moved really fast, and they were able to add to their pitching staff by getting a Verlander and Cole, because they didn't have a lot of money tied up in their position players, and it's worked really well. So I think they did an excellent job. Were they perfect? No. No club is going to be perfect. You're going to trade away players that you think is okay when to trade them away, and they're A-ball, and they're going to be superstars, and then you're going to acquire superstars that maybe you didn't think of so much when you traded away one of your guys. So I think Baltimore's doing it the right way. Is it going to take some time? Yeah, but I think you have to give them some time. And I think their minor league system is continuing to improve. And that's the best news that you can have if you're a Baltimore fan.
Hey, Joe, how do you know a guy is ready to come up, either from AA, AAA? When put your manager hat back on, how did you know? What did you want to see from a guy down below that, he's ready to come?
Well, I think depending on what you have, if he's a pitcher, you're going to want to see how many bats he misses. Does he have the ability to throw off speed and fastball counts and get back into counts? And does he have one or two swing and misses pitches? Those are the things that you're looking for from a pitcher, right? And when he gets in trouble, what happens? Does all of a sudden he just kind of panic and only start throwing two pitches and forgets the mix and doesn't know how to back off? And if it's a position player, the rate of contact that he hits the ball hard, his ability to hit off speed, can he hit a curveball, can he hit a slider, and his ability to go the other way. Because if he's a dead pole, I'm worried that they're going to expose his weaknesses, and he's going to be a big swing and miss. In the minor leagues, you don't want huge swing and miss guys because they're not seeing the great pitchers every day. So if they're doing it a lot in the minor leagues, I think it's going to get worse in the big leagues.
Joe, one more thing for you. You managed a lot of games here in Baltimore as the manager of the Yankees, and a lot of fans are upset that Baltimore has not had an All-Star game since 1993. Did you enjoy your experience coming to Baltimore? And obviously, everybody loves the stadium.
Oh, it's a great place to play games, and the fans are extremely passionate. Yes, I do think so. I don't understand why teams don't get one every 30 years. Seems to make sense to me. Yeah. Every team should get one every 30 years, but doesn't seem to work that way, but it's a great baseball town.
Joe, appreciate your time. It's at radio.com sports MLB insider Joe Girardi. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.
Have a great day, gentlemen.
Yep. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.